Me vs. College. Hey SRG here, back in 2009 I made the huge decision to go to college. It wasn't my parents' idea, it was my own choosing. Before I made this decision I was on disability due to being extremely overweight, and I had worked at a grocery store for years. I simply wanted out, I wanted out of my sad life. I was extremely depressed and had attempted suicide before and after work, I had always failed. I never told anyone this, I simply just went to work and literally thought of more ways to kill myself. The suicide attempts were weekly, almost several times a week to be exact. I was too poor to buy a gun to kill myself, so I spent a lot of my time drinking myself into a slight slump in order to not cry all the time. This was what I was dealing with on a weekly basis. I kept on having encounters with shadow people in my sleep. They took me to other realms and allowed me to see other dimensions or horror. I would wake up screaming but no one would check up on me. I was spiritually desperate to leave my environment, so when I got my get at 21, I scrambled to find a Christian college in my state to get closer to God and to save my soul. Looking back on it, I really should have been hospitalized for a little bit before making such a choice such as going to college. I was fresh out of the GED program, I wasn't well, I was completely strung out on porn and wasn't doing well in any area of life. I literally went from passing my GED exams to moving into my college dorm within 2 months. It was such an extreme shift in my life, it probably hurt me more than anything. Looking back, I wasn't ready for any of it. I had just spent my entire teen years getting thrashed by society and women my age, and I really didn't have an identity. I should have just gotten a better job and looked into a trade, computer engineering, anything but just flat out moving into a college within 2 months. At that time I was dead set on getting a psychology degree, that was it, there was no other option. The college I went to didn't offer hardly anything in my interests. I had spent my teen years studying psychology and serial killers and personality disorders, because I simply had nothing else to do. That alone was the deciding factor in deciding what degree I would get. Me having nothing to do as a teen, and showing red flags masked as interests, would ultimately dictate my future career. Looking back, obviously this was the worst reason to go to college, but hear me out, my mom has a PhD, yes, she has a doctorate degree in her field and is really cool, so I had this expectation to march into higher education just because mom did it. My dad was a college dropout, and spent 20 years regretting it, so in a motivated way my back was against the wall, but looking back, college just wasn't for me at 21, and it's not for me at 33. So as soon as I had my first class I had serious problems. I had no organization skills and I really didn't get through any of my years in college by any means. I was flat out in no shape to be in a classroom. I was entering the college scene with no social skills, the reading levels of a 10-year-old, I had no math skills under my belt, I had no knowledge of American history, or Christian history for that matter, I was completely strung out on suicide attempts and porn, I had no business being around anyone, I honestly needed to be in a hospital. My first year was a disaster. I simply spent the entire time hiding from the entire campus in my single dorm. I honestly just wanted to get away from the demons from my house, and it worked. I really was spiritually relieved, but physically, emotionally, educationally, I was truly sick. I was a bad student all around, not only classwork-wise but on a social note. Everyone looked at me in class because I always sat away from the entire room. The thought of people being around me honestly scared me to death, something I never really got over until I was put on some powerful medicine. I was a train wreck all the time, I was walking on glass shards emotionally. The porn addiction didn't help, it made me more introverted than what I was supposed to be. I am already introverted by nature, but at this specific timeline, my introversion had its own aura. Everyone, and I mean everyone, knew I had no friends, everyone knew I was not well, everyone knew I needed to talk to someone. And the college knew they couldn't help me. I was sent to the psych center my entire college years on and off, they really couldn't help me. I tried to explain to them my problems, and they meant well, but no one could understand traveling to other realms and seeing spirits torture humans, no one could understand the first time I saw porn, no one could my social anxiety, no one could understand my background, no one even fully understood why I was at the college in the first place, no one understood my red flags, no one understood my fascination with dying for God, no one knew what to do, period. So here I was, at the lowest point in my life at that time, but at a crossroads in life at the same time. I could either be a college dropout like my dad and be a disappointment with my parents and myself, or I could go on to get a degree and maybe a PhD like my mom. It was never told to me that there was always another option. No one told me it was okay to not go to college, no one told me it was okay to go to trade school, no one told me it was okay to be blue collar, no one told me anything. All everyone told me was go to college, ULL make so much money and ULL be happy just because. Because of what? This lifelong lie has cost me many problems, and till this day, I look at my college degree and say to it, "You lied to me," and go on with my day. As time went on, there were some people that, honestly, tried to help me the best they could, but I was too far gone. God bless them, I remember all of them, and I also pray for them from time to time. I even tried to reach out to each of them, expressing my gratitude towards the fact that I considered it a gift of humanity just because they said hi to me. Some have responded, but many just don't seem to remember me. I hold no grudges with them. Once again, God bless them, but we were all kids at that time, all between 18 and 21 years old. We were all trying to figure out this game we call life, but it just seemed like I was on a much darker level than everyone else. While everyone else was worried about finding themselves, relationships, and Jesus Christ, I was straight up consumed with being killed and the end of the world. These thought patterns I had from 6 years old was seriously following me in college. Like, seriously, I truly felt trapped in my thoughts, my own world of hell. I really had no problem dying in my sleep at that point in my life. This was also the time where I became a conspiracy theorist. I failed as a student, so I figured I'd be smart in knowing super secret knowledge that no one else knew about. I really just wanted to feel like I could contribute to the Christian college community, knowing the things I knew came at an extreme social price. Since my college was Christian, everyone was only interested in the Bible. Anything else was deemed demonic and scary, so here I was spending nearly 70 hours a week researching conspiracy theories, trying to compensate what I wasn't taught in homeschooling, neglecting my mental health and failing grades in the process, just to have people around me. I destroyed myself to make people listen to me rant about the end of the world. In my mind, I really believed I was doing something good, but in reality it just drove many, many people away from me, and I was constantly called into the office as a list of concerns from everyone was presented to me on a weekly basis. I found myself by myself. Part 2 is on its way. Me versus college 2. As the years went by, everyone I went to college with was leaving. They were graduating on time. I found myself behind in everything. I really didn't become a D student until my fourth year in college. The years before that I was even worse. I was suspended from college nearly 3 times due to low grades and having no money for classes. I made the decision to quit my job to get on disability to raise money to get back into classes. During this time I was stuck at home, no job, no college, no friends, nothing. I spent the entire time having nightmares of shadow people. Every single night, shadow people would visit my room and show me the spirit realm, and I kept on having out-of-body experiences. It really drove me crazy. I was put on lots of medicine, but it made me black out and leave me in a comatose mindset. I took so many pills that I don't remember 2 years of my life. It's simply been wiped away from all the medicine. I began having very dangerous memory loss. Half the week would go by and I couldn't recall anything. I would literally not know what happened Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The week would start on Thursday, go into Friday, and end Saturday. After that, I simply fell into darkness all over again. This happened all throughout college. I didn't get better memory recollection until I got off all those psych pills. Time still continued. As time went on, I was barely able to remember the alumni I went to college with. Everyone was gone. The final years of college was the saddest. To be honest, I was sick of it. I kept having panic attacks and never told anyone. No one could help me in the psych center. No one there was a doctor to prescribe medicine, so I simply took it. I just embraced the pain and went along with it. I began to have visions of my classmates in hell and burning. It really shook me, the visions kept happening. One time I had to give a class presentation and all I saw at the stage in front of me was flames, melting skin, brown skulls. I literally did my presentation seeing this flat out in front of me, and I just didn't bother me. I simply gave on myself. One night while I was in my dorm room, I had this really bad crying spell. I had them all throughout college. I would cry at night and finish class in the day. I honestly needed to drop out, but I was months away from my degree at this time. I just kept going. Then my grandma was on her deathbed. She was dying in front of me, with dementia mind you, saying how she was proud of me for staying in college after all these years. She shortly died after that. I couldn't let my grandma down, so I just slept my suicide attempts to myself, didn't tell my family, didn't tell anyone. I just kept taking sleeping pills. I would fail every time and head to class all drugged. Then at class I would have visions of everyone in hell. This was day in and day out. I went to college with a death with every day. When I finally got my degree, I was so fed up with everything. I hated school more than ever. I literally felt like I was graduating with a gymnasium filled with enemies. That's how I honestly felt. I never felt safe at my college. I never felt good. I never felt happy. I literally went there to escape the shadow people from my house. That was the sole reason why I went to college. After 9 years, I graduated. I was the final and last student of the 2000 alumni. Everyone, and I mean everyone, had left, started their careers and moved on with their lives, got married, had their first kids, became first-time homeowners, went on to achieve higher education. They all really did something with themselves, and me, well, I was near 30, with a bachelor's in psychology, with $70,000 in debt, completely thrashed and destroyed from the cycle of high education. My parents took a pic of me in my graduation outfit. I looked like a corpse, I looked dead in my eyes, I didn't even smile in the picture. I couldn't wait to get out of there. Seriously, when I got my degree in the mail and it was official I was a college graduate, I didn't even hang it up or mount it. I got it and left it on my dresser for almost a month. I wasn't proud of myself. I wasn't happy I achieved a degree. I was honestly damaged and traumatized from the whole college experience. I had nothing to show for, no long-lasting friends, no girlfriend, no first-time sexual experience. I had nothing but a piece of paper that I couldn't wipe my butt with. That was honestly it. I felt so betrayed and bitter over the lies I was told. Get a degree, you LL, make so much more money. Get a degree, you're automatically better off. Get your degree, you will have better friends. Get your degree, you will have a career guaranteed. All this crap, all this crud, all this filter, was a smokescreen. Everything was a lie, and I had no one to blame but myself for believing it. And here I was stuck with a debt I couldn't pay off, all in the name of high education. The night I hung my degree on my wall and had it mounted, I cried all night, because at that moment, I realized it wasn't worth it, at all. College wasn't worth it, at all. I should have never went to college. I should have just went to a hospital and gotten my mind sorted out. The friendships I hardly gained was not worth it. Me being baptized at my college was not worth it. Me seeing me complete such a victory in my life was nowhere near worth the suicide attempts, the isolation, the mental fog, the years of lost memory, the nightmares, the shadow people, me losing my grandma, me taking 5 years to pass statistics, me going to gun shops in the college area before my tutoring plotting to kill myself, the crying spells I had while in the parking lot and just wiping my tears and walking into class, all of that simply outweighed the good. I am so sorry I even thought of going to college, because it made me sick. See, now I can't do that very thing I went to college for. I went to college to be a counselor. I don't have it in me to get my master's, to take the state license exam. I can't do it. I can't do anything anymore. Well, that's it for this long rant. Sorry it was a downer. Needed to get this off my chest, LOL.